here's a story from The World.
Finally, you've got your Nobel Prizes, prestigious commendations in science, literature, and of course, peacemaking. And then there are the Ig Nobels, awards for the silliest science experiments. The World's Sarah Birnbaum reports on a few of this year's standout winners.
Ig Nobel Prizes are supposed to, and I'm quoting from the website here, honor achievements that first make you laugh and then make you think. The winner in the transportation category could be the poster child for that. A team of researchers from all over the world studied what happens when you hang rhinos upside down for 10 minutes by their ankles. Now, what came to mind when I heard that was those long silk scarves that hang down from the ceiling in circus tents, you know, that the acrobats do all those cool tricks on. But instead of acrobats, there are rhinos, like all tangled up, like in Cirque du Soleil. That was a dramatization. No animals were harmed in the making of this radio story. Turns out, my mental image was way off the mark. The scientists conducted this experiment at the request of the Namibian government. They wanted to know if it's safe to hang rhinos upside down by their feet so they can airlift them via helicopter, which is something conservationists have to do from time to time to evacuate rhinos from poaching hotspots and to move them to different areas to ensure the species maintains genetic diversity. And I should mention the rhinos are tranquilized first. What the Ig Nobel winners discovered was that hanging upside down is actually easier on the animal's heart and lung function than the alternative, which is laying the sleeping rhinos on their sides or on their chests in the back of a truck. Some of the night's other big winners, the prestigious Ig Nobel Peace Prize, went to three scientists who looked into whether humans evolved beards to protect themselves from punches to the face. And the prize in medicine went to a team that found that sex can relieve nasal congestion. I will spare you my audio rendition of that one. For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.